Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 17th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook will begin showing notifications to users who have interacted with posts that contain harmful coronavirus misinformation, the company announced on Thursday, in an aggressive new move to address the spread of false information about COVID-19. The new policy applies only to misinformation that Facebook considers likely to contribute to imminent physical harm, such as false claims about cures or statements that physical distancing is not effective. Facebook's policy has been to remove those posts from the platform. Google will allow business and education users on gmail.com to directly take calls on its video conferencing tool Meet starting Thursday, a new feature being offered as the Alphabet unit seeks to capitalize on security and other concerns with rival services. Meet, which is available only to schools, businesses, and governments, and is distinct from the consumer-focused Hangouts tool, has added daily users faster than any other Google service since January. Millions of institutions now are relying on Meet because of lockdowns associated with the coronavirus, the company said. 11 countries in Europe have launched official nationwide contact tracing apps so far to help contain the spread of coronavirus, according to an analysis released today by the Linklaters law firm. They include 6 EU member states, while France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Portugal, and the UK all have similar smartphone apps in development. The Facebook-led digital currency project Libra has announced a drastic downgrading of the scope of its initial vision, scrapping several elements in an attempt to placate global regulators. On Thursday, the 22-strong Libra Association said it was still aiming to launch by the end of 2020, but it has abandoned initially at least its key proposal to create a synthetic coin backed by a basket of currencies. The details are being finalized for an announcement next week on a UK government rescue package for startups. It could see the government end up with stakes in some of the UK's fastest-growing companies. The scheme is likely to offer businesses convertible state-backed debt if it is matched by funds from their venture capital backers. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.